Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you were in Christ reconciling the world unto you, not counting our sins against us because you've taken it away. And I thank you, Jesus, that you became sin so that we can be the righteousness of God in you now in the day of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 to 4. At the acceptable time, the time of grace, I listened to you, and I helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstruction in anyone's path, so that the ministry will not be discredited, but we commend ourselves in every way as servants of God.
Hallelujah. We commend ourselves in every way as servants of God. So yesterday I shared, you know, that this salvation is also the Sabbath rest. It was God's original intention, but through Adam, we lost it. We all lost it. But praise God, now in Christ Jesus, it's been restored again. So it's a Sabbath rest where we cease from our own works now and we enter into God's original intention for us, what he predestined for us. Those that he predestined, he called. Those he calls, he justifies, makes right. And those he justifies, he glorifies. So, yeah, so we shared that last week. And then Jesus spoke about it in John 12 as well. He says, unless the seed falls into the ground, he will remain alone. So he didn't want to be alone, and he doesn't want to be alone. And he's not alone now. We're with him. We co-heirs. We engrafted into him now, so as to partake of the life and life in abundance. So he says, unless he falls into the ground, he remains alone. But if he falls in the ground, he will bear much fruit. And we can see that when I share that Psalm 22, my God, why did you forsake me? And there that was in paying the price so that our sins can be taken away as far as the east is from the west. And then we saw also from verse 22, you see the benefits. And that was for the joy set before him that kept him going and is the benefits. And there the benefits are plain there, and that they were drawing all mankind. Amen. Having crushed all darkness, he's drawing all mankind into this marvelous light. So we need to turn from darkness to light, from the power of the devil to the power of God through the Holy Spirit, so that we can take hold of our inheritance. And then I shared the wonderful chapter in Revelation 5, where he comes and he takes up authority. He's not here on earth now any longer. He's been here. He's walked our walk. That's why he says he didn't know the day when it would come about, because he was walking our walk. He was suffering like we suffered, so as to help us now, show us the way in his example as a child, example as a son, but now taken up authority. And we see that so beautiful there and that there. And from that moment on, there was a new day that could dawn here on earth, and that's a day of salvation. Why I point this out, it's so important, because we've got 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where it says that we are not of the night, but of the day. So it's so important. If we still think that is something that must still happen, we still be trying to fight our sins or fight all the sinners and not get busy with salvation. And that's why there it points out, we are not of the night, we are of the day. Amen. This is a day of salvation. And then it points out in that day that we must put on Christ. We must grow, because we are not called to wrath. We're not called to fear. We are now called to put on Christ. We be to be too busy with the good. And that's how we show ourselves as ministers of this new and this better covenant. So that's so important. Be blessed, because you are blessed. And God loves us, and he's dealt with the devil and darkness, and he's here with us now. And now the devil still shoots his darts, but we cannot test us beyond what we can handle. He's not allowed to, and God is always there to show us a way of escape. So he's actually like a tutor, a sparring partner. And when his deceptions and his lies come in, we can look to the Lord find, get the answers and overcome and grow into this great and wonderful salvation as co-heirs together with Jesus in God. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.